Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Wall Dick, well, yeah!
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show!
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the 5 sector.
Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord.
It's all good, baby.
Tom.
985 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, 604. And today's the day. Sweet freedom.
From what?
We all get... Well, listen, it's just going to be... It's like they're opening up the doors and they're letting the animals loose at the zoo, John Wallach.
Yeah, they're open for business. Sure they are, right.
Well, that's what I'm sure. I'm sure many people are imagining. But 11 o'clock today, this is the day that I know everyone has been holding their breath to find out what businesses are going to open, including the businesses themselves.
Oh, is everyone going to be disappointed?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you're expecting this to be just like, you know, if all of a sudden we go from, you know, zero to Florida, then you've got a lot of you're gonna be a little disappointed. So yeah, but today it's gonna be interesting because this is something that is, you know, continuously moved back, and it's wild too. So today, you know, Governor Baker at 11 o'clock. I said to announce which industries are going to have their restrictions loosened, and you know, there's a ton of people who are obviously dying to go back to work, and And just from everything I'm reading, now this is all changing. You know, like, I mean, like daily, this is all changing.
Hourly.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. So what they're saying that more than likely it's going to focus on three different industries: construction, manufacturing, and like churches, places of worship, and with like tons of restrictions, obviously. I know that like with construction, everyone has to have their face covered, hand washing stations. I know that they're saying that in a bunch of other places like manufacturing, 40% capacity, masks, you know, in any kind of place where it's communal, you have to be 6 feet apart still. But I mean, that seems to be, that's like, you know, with the churches open, they're going to do like a 40% type thing, but that's basically going to be it. I you see, you know, it kind of like I'm frustrated for are the businesses that can, or like are completely like non-essential, like the ones that would be considered non-essential. Like you don't need to live, mm-hmm. but like you could easily do without getting like in a group of people, like ones like, let's just say things like, I mean, you could use like a pot dispensary. That's something that they have deemed non-essential, but you could do like, you know, like pickup. You could do, I don't want to say curbside.
I'm just going to say lines at those things are never short, Rich.
But yeah,
and if thinking you've got everyone 6 feet back, you're going to extend into the next town.
But you could do appointments where it's just like a one-on-one situation, and you could do that with even something as simple as like a toy store. Like they were doing it with florists. I'm talking about businesses that are quote unquote non-essential, but don't gather a huge crowd, and you could do curbside type things. I know that hardware stores have been doing this. A lot of other places have been doing it where you order online and then someone out front hands it to you in your car or puts it inside your car. There's a ton of businesses that haven't been able to work that you can do and still keep all of the social distancing protocols.
Like, so, I think that's
Rich, I don't mean to interrupt, but you don't think there'd be a lot of people going to a recreational marijuana dispensary?
You see, the term pot store came out of my mouth without even thinking. it's because...
No, but you got to have a problem there. Yeah.
But you would just have restrictions. I mean, you would just have a way... I know
chaos.
That obviously everyone wants to...
Would be
I was just going to say, you say restriction, it doesn't matter what rules you throw up.
It'd be like a beach in Florida.
You would have to have an appointment. You would have
doesn't
to have an
matter.
Appointment.
It doesn't matter.
Thank you, John.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, you can't get it without an appointment. You'd have to have
it.
People would still go there.
Well, they can't let you in without an appointment. I mean, that's how it was when they first opened.
People will still go. There will be congestion of people that will still
be
there.
Well, if you want to stop the working man from getting their pot, then you by all
means. I'm not stopping anything. I think Dan and I are speaking the truth here.
Well, I mean, but you agree that there's businesses that are outside of the three that they're throwing out there, construction, manufacturing, and churches, that you could conduct easily without breaking any of these guidelines.
But, and, Rich, the problem is who chooses them. If let's say you're right, and I think you are, there are some non-essential businesses where it would work, and you could generate some revenue, and people would be happy, they'd go. But who chooses which businesses open and which businesses don't that are non-essential?
Well, I mean, I think it would just be as simple as, can you effectively run this business and be able to adhere to all of these strict guidelines?
And who chooses that? The point is, all these businesses would have to be inspected. You know, you could do it, you could do it, you could do it. You can't just throw darts. That's the problem. I think Governor Bacon.
Any kind of business where I believe you can have, like, you don't have to have a ton of employees in your business, and there's obviously space to spread out, and you could deliver the items to the customer curbside. I think almost any business that you could do that and not cause a crowd, you should be able to let work.
I couldn't agree more, Rich. The problem is deciding which business. What's the limit? How many employees in? You know,
You would have to set a limit.
Where is
it
located?
Setting the limits for these other places. Churches and things like that.
I know, but it's easier to open up those things that you talked about than it is to decide which business of the kind you're talking about to open and which business you can't open, unless you just open all of them. In which case, it's mass chaos.
Well, I also think that, I mean, if you're saying, well, how do they do that? Well, they need to sit down and figure that part out. I mean,
that's
we've had
hard.
Plenty of time to do that. I mean, listen, I just think that there's too many businesses that are going to remain closed that you could, you know me, I have been Mr. Stay the hell away from each other, wear masks. I mean, if anything, of anyone on this station, I have been the most
absolutely
vigilant about all this. Mm-hmm. But there's also common sense where you can still effectively do that with a lot of these businesses that are going to remain closed after today. And it's frustrating. On top of that, here's another thing that I've been seeing a lot of, is that there have been people who are taking pictures of people, let's say, at a beach or a park in a way that makes it look like it's not as spaced out as it is. There's a lot of people who are trying to go all in on social distance shaming, where there's certain parks and there's certain beaches where people, believe it or not, are behaving themselves and they're staying at a distance. And the number one thing is wearing a mask. Like, if everybody just wore a mask, that would help out so much more. I mean, if you look at the numbers, it's like, I think it reduces the chance of getting sick by something crazy like 40%. Dude, that's massive. Just wearing a mask and not being a dick. And it's not even for you getting sick, it's getting the other people around you sick. So if just everyone continues to wear their masks for a while, dude, it sucks. I know. I hate it. And especially if you're like John over here and you got glasses, you get the suckers fogged up all the time. Don't know how to be walking into walls.
It does suck. I'm not going to lie. It does. But it's especially when you're driving. It really sucks.
I saw a guy. Listen, they're trying to do everything on TV. But this one I actually found informative. And it was the proper way to wear your mask and wear glasses. And if you have the one that's got, you know, like the paper surgical one that's got the little wire on it. Yeah. And if you push it down onto your nose, like you actually have to form it to the top of your nose, like clamp it down, that apparently stops the fogging. Huh. So there you go, goggles. I completely just
That's real easy to do. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, you just, you know, yeah. It's like one of those breathe right strip things.
Those are comfortable too.
I forget what they're called. But I mean, yeah. It's like today's going to be weird because no one's going to be happy.
You're right, Rich. No one. There's a lot of people that were anticipating and even taking. Let's just say I know that, you know, barbershops, hair salons, the recreational marijuana places are going to be, you know, next week probably whatever the next phase might be, if it's two. So after Memorial Day. But a lot of those people were anticipating and taking reservations for this week and now are all of a sudden saying, oh, sorry, I got to push it back another week. That's how antsy they were. Ready to get going, you know, like real quick, do you guys know, you know, obviously the building you haven't, well, I don't know if you remember the building that we work in. Yes. And what it looks like, but there's a very large construction project going on next door, and I'm telling you, the parking lot has cars in it because the anticipation was if he makes the announcement and construction is one of them, like you almost want to be there, like at the gate ready to go. Yeah. With tools in hand, and that's what I think a lot of people were expecting today. And Rich, I know you said the governor was going to speak at 11, was that?
I'm trying to speculate. It can move.
It is. It's 11 in the morning. Yes.
Oh, it is. So that means the day is gone at that point for anybody that has any kind of construction. If you were able to open up today, the day's gone. You now have to plan for tomorrow.
Here's why, Dan. Technically, the whole stay-at-home order ended at midnight last night.
So they had to extend it one more day in an emergency basis.
Right. They had to extend it for an emergency thing. So it's one of those things where, I mean, the city's in a tough spot, obviously, but it's going to be, no one's going to be happy today. And those guys in construction, they're like a lot of people in the restaurant industry. They thought that things are going to be loosened as well. So there's owners of restaurants saying, I don't know if I need to have people here on Monday. I don't know what the plans are going to be. New Hampshire just opened up to where you can eat, but it has to be outdoors. So if you're driving through New Hampshire today, just get ready because there's going to be a bunch of pop-up tents all over parking lots that are outside of restaurants because they're not allowed to serve people indoors, but outdoors they are if it's socially distanced. So everything, it's going to look like everyone's having
tailgate,
like a barbecue or a tailgate.
It's going to be tailgate New Hampshire. That's what it is. I mean, Maine is experiencing a little bit of that as well. So there's outdoor tables where you can get your takeout food now and then sit, you know, at a table outside.
Yeah. So just get ready. It's going to be a weird day today, and I just. That's the one thing that frustrates me is, you know, those industries, I'm glad they're going to get up and running. And it sounds like you can do the three that they mentioned, you know, and you can do it effectively. I'm sure that hopefully people won't be jackasses and ruin this. Keep your masks on. Do that. But I still think that there's just so many industries that you can do effectively. And I mean, unfortunately, there's some people that it just sucks for them. And I feel awful because, you know, think of. Think of haircuts. I mean, you're right next to people. That's tough. You know, that yes, like ones like that.
Let's think about haircuts for a second. Let's think about how long it's been since all of us got a haircut from a professional and what we all look like.
Also, think about this, too, is that right now, states like Massachusetts are looking for data on other states that have opened up. Now, Massachusetts is not going to open up anywhere near as far or as widely as Texas and Georgia did. And right now, unfortunately, you're not getting good news on the big wide opening because Texas's cases just spiked. And did you hear about what happened in Georgia?
Yes.
So Georgia, for the last couple of weeks since they opened up, has been reporting that their numbers had been going down. And everyone's like, all right, well, this is something interesting to keep an eye on. Because if they can open up and the numbers are going down. But they were manipulating the numbers and putting dates in the wrong order. So, like, on purpose, the government there was moving dates around to make it look like the deaths were going down when, in fact, they were flat. Like, it didn't quite go up, but they weren't going down. But they purposely, on the chart, they put like a day in May before a day in April, and then they switched things around to make it look like it was going better than it was, when in actuality it's just been flat. Yeah. So it's one of those things where it's no one's going to be happy today. I think everyone needs to use common sense and keep your effing mask on. Like, that's like the main thing. Just, it's going to suck for a while. Keep your mask on. Follow all the social. Don't go insane and blow it for everybody. But 11 o'clock, big day, man. Big day. Everyone's going to be pissed. So we'll take your calls on that and a bunch of other stuff. But first, speaking of that, Major League Baseball has a plan to get back. And they released their guidelines on how they're going to make it work. And it's bat crap insane. We will get to that right after this.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night?
98.5, a Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. And so we had the return of some second-tier sports, such as NASCAR, Bundesliga, and Four Bros on a Golf Course. Well, we now get some more info on the return of real sports, starting with Major League Baseball and their plans to return to the field. On Friday, the league released their medical and safety protocol for starting their season, and man, it is a lot. How much is a lot? 67 pages worth. Now, of course, I've read through every single one of these rules, so you didn't have to. I'm like the Michael Hurley of medical warnings. But amongst the highlights, no exchanges of lineup cards, new baseballs anytime a ball is put in play and touched by multiple players, players wearing masks except while on the field, standing 6 feet apart during the singing of the national anthem and God Bless America, standing 6 feet apart in the dugout, and if necessary, even in the stands. But let's go through this, because that's just for starters right there. John, let's start with the testing, shall we?
Sure.
Okay. Regular testing for all players, managers, coaches, umpires, plus a limited number of essential staff members who come into close proximity with players. Fine. Asymptomatic individuals will undergo temperature checks and symptom screens at least twice a day. I like that. All individuals will undergo testing multiple times a week, and this is one of those 24-hour ones. It's not the one where you get back in 15 minutes. If you can go to the parking lot of the Showcase Cinema and get it in 15 minutes. Why can't Major League Baseball do that? Also, an individual with temperature above 100 degrees Fahrenheit or any kind of symptoms consistent with COVID-19 that is going to call for a rapid diagnostic test at one close to the facility. I guess that would be, let's say, 2 hours before the game. You start having like a flu-like symptoms. They're going to take you down the road and say, dude, are you okay? Are you going to be able to play today? And then that's maybe when they get the 15-minute test. Also, on top of that, each individual conduct daily home screenings that will include personal temperature check each morning, and the clubs will provide thermometers. That's very nice of them for the millionaires. Before entering a club facility, individuals will get temperatures checked and complete a short symptom and exposure questionnaire. All right, that all seems to make sense. It's a lot, but I think that everyone knew that that's what you were getting into if you're going to start these leagues back up. Now let's get to spring training. Limited to 50 players per club. To address any heat concerns, because this is going to be Florida, Arizona, all the games would be between 7 and 9 p.m. local time. Four-person umpiring crews would be used, with the possibility of adding a fifth when temperatures reach certain levels. So they're basically equating that one of the umpires will pass out from heat exhaustion, so they're bringing in an extra during that period of time. Now it gets weird. The facility protocols. Communal water and sports drink coolers and jugs are prohibited. Only personal water or individually prepared sports drink bottles or contactless water dispensers with disposable cups should be used. No spitting, using smokeless tobacco and sunflower seeds in restricted areas or the field of play. You heard that right. No spitting of any kind during a game. Any physical interaction such as high fives, fist bumps and hugs must be avoided at club facilities. Players and other on-field personnel should wash or sanitize their hands after each half inning or the handling of equipment. So you're just constantly washing your hands once you get in there. Where possible, clubs will make efforts to reduce the density of individuals, discourage gatherings, and promote physical distancing, and they should spend as little time indoors as possible. So no going down the hall to watch the video. Meetings are going to take place virtually when possible. If they take place in person, they should preferably be outdoors with participants sitting apart from each other and wearing face coverings when possible. Lockers should be 6 feet apart.
That's going to work well in a place like Fenway. I can't wait to see, because that's the thing that popped out to me when I was reading all of this stuff about the auxiliary locker room. I would love to see how the Red Sox pull that off and where they would put it. There's no room anywhere. I've been in the home locker room, and that's cramped enough. But if you go to the visitor's locker room, you're fitting like 25 people in, Rich, just to give you an idea, in a space that's like the size of our studio in that building.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so small. I don't know where they're going to put all these people.
The concourse. They're going to have to. There's no fans. So they're going to put a locker room in the concourse in order to keep people as spread out as they're supposed to. Also, showering discouraged at club facilities. So you cannot shower there. The use of indoor batting cages discouraged when hitting outdoors is an option. Hitters are encouraged to use batting gloves, and batting practice pitchers are encouraged to wear masks during that time. Pitchers will use a personal set of baseballs during bullpen sessions and separate balls to demonstrate pitching grips or mechanics. Holy crap. Only necessary players will be in dugouts. Inactive players may sit in auxiliary seating areas, which basically means the stands, including adjacent in-stadium seating to maximize physical distancing.
I saw this. I watched some of the Bundesliga yesterday just to see what it looked like. And you have the substitutes sitting in the crowd where there are no fans. I mean, that's what it's going to be like. You know, Red Sox fans sitting above Red Sox players who aren't playing, sitting above the dugout. And I guess the dugout would be empty except for the manager and the coaches. I have no idea how they're going to work this.
So they released, John, to each of the teams these photos of dugouts and how they're to be spaced out and where people are not allowed to sit. And it's crazy. You're going to have maybe four people tops in an entire dugout. Dugout phones disinfected after each use. Group dining discouraged. Buffet and communal food spreads prohibited. Meals must be distributed in individually packaged containers or bags in takeout form. That is a lot of Capri Suns and Pop-Tarts. Use of saunas, steam rooms, hydrotherapy pools, and cryotherapy chambers prohibited. None of that stuff. Now, on-field operations. Here, once again, we go next level. Changes to the rules are pending. Rather than an exchange of lineup cards, lineups will be put into an application. I have no problem with that. Why they don't do that anyway, I have no idea. When the ball is out of play or in between pitches, fielders are encouraged to retreat several steps away from the base runner. So just don't get too close. So between pitches, just stay away. Stay away from the base runner, dude. All right. And now it's time to play. I'll walk back in. Non-playing personnel must wear masks at all times in the dugout. And then they, for the second time, say spitting is prohibited. And then think about travel. This is another, once again, this is 67 pages worth of things. And I only picked out the ones that are just like the most normal. I mean, there's rigorous guidelines for a lot of this stuff. Teams should not be using Lyft, Uber, any kind of individual private transportation. Whenever possible, teams are to fly into smaller airports. Now, while players are not officially quarantined, members of the traveling party are not to leave their hotel unless they receive advance approval from team personnel. So they need some sort of thumbs up from someone in the team for them to go walk around town. The only people permitted to visit the family's rooms or the players' rooms are family members. Socializing with other family members or friends is discouraged, but not entirely prohibited. They said on the road, the players should essentially isolate at hotels. Luggage will be sent directly to the players' rooms to avoid extra touch points, and players need not return a key or visit the front desk upon checkout. So they don't want you touching even keys or anything like that.
It's just amazing. Rich, all of these things are great. Can baseball really get everything ready in 3 weeks? I mean, they want to have the players at spring training, what, the 10th or 15th of June, and then start the season 3 weeks later? Can they really get everything prepared in 3 weeks for players to conduct their spring trainings in their home ballparks? Or, God forbid, one of those Florida ballparks where the facilities are not nearly capable enough of handling a Major League Baseball team? I'm skeptical of it, and the thing that really struck me was not only the breadth of all of this, but that regardless of how many things you implement, it's not foolproof. I mean, there's going to be a case. It's going to happen. There are too many variables involved. A bus driver that's asymptomatic, a hotel employee that's asymptomatic, that touches the wrong thing, even a flight attendant on one of those private charters, or God forbid, a pilot. Somebody's going to get infected and something is going to spread. The question is, what does baseball do after that happens?
Well, so I saw Jeff Passan this weekend, and you know how obviously Blake Snell's been talking about how he's probably not going to do it. He doesn't think it's worth it. And John Heyman said that after seeing this list that came out, he questioned a bunch of players and coaches, and they think that there's a decent amount of big name players that after seeing all of this, they think A, it's impractical, and B, that it's not worth it.
It's impossible to be 100% sure that someone's not going to get sick. And you were talking about needing specific approval to leave the hotel. Do you really think everyone's going to adhere to that?
No.
But
the part that's going to be the most frustrating for them. As a matter of fact, John Heyman also asked like a ton of players which ones of these would be the toughest to not do. And he said, well, of course, licking fingers was a big one. They said high fives, hydrotherapy, And they said not leaving the hotel, Uber and Subway on top of that, the tobacco part of it. But like the sauna and hydrotherapy, they said was a big one. Like a lot of these guys like depend on that and need it. So the other thing that they were saying is, you know, this might be the best thing that ever happened to the Houston Astros.
Yes.
Because inside this proposal, they said fighting and instigating fights are strictly prohibited. Players must not make physical contact with others for any reason unless a normal and permissible part of the action. Violation of these rules result in severe discipline. So can you imagine that? I mean, think about how bad that would look for baseball if in the middle of a pandemic, you had these like a big doggy pile of guys on top of each other fighting everyone.
Well, they're all wearing masks, Rich. That'll be it.
Sure, then that would.
Everyone charges out of the stands to take part. And one other thing, real quick. I mean, Major League Baseball is doing everything they can. I mean, they thought of just about everything. The problem is now what's really obvious, and this goes. It's the same for the NBA and the NHL, and maybe even the NFL when we get there in the fall. Is how much risk is acceptable. I mean, that's the thing. You either do this with a certain amount of risk or you don't do it at all. There's no, well, we can go back and there won't be a problem. I mean, all four seasons, all four major sports have to weigh the risk and reward because there is risk in regardless of whatever they do. And they have to be prepared for big name players saying, screw it, I'm not doing it, or a big name player getting sick and infecting a significant portion of their team. It's going to happen. There's no way they can stop it.
They have to put this list out because, A, they need to cover their ass, and, B, they need to make sure that, you know, because that was the biggest complaint. Players were like, how are you keeping us safe? Remember when this all came out and they were asking the players for a second time, the owners, to take a pay cut? They said, you haven't even told us how you're going to keep us safe. And I almost think that this is passive-aggressive with 67 pages worth of stuff. Where it's just like, all right, you wanted us to tell you you're safe? Here you go. Here's the Bible. Read it. Here's Gone with the Wind. Enjoy your weekend. But yeah, so I mean, at least, but it does sound like, I mean, there are going to be players that agree to this. This is going to happen. And, we actually have a little bit of information about the local, approach to this. What's going to happen here in Boston? We'll do that right after John Wallach's headlines.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SportsHub. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SportsHub to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Who is Milo's favorite player?
Tree Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Oh, Fred, much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, 95.5 Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, and we were just talking about the return of baseball and the 8 million rules they're all going to have to follow. This is going to be an interesting negotiation and back and forth between players and the owners, because I think more and more players are starting to feel the way Blake Snell did, and that is, we already negotiated once, we don't want to do it again, and this big stack of rules and things they've got to follow is going to make some of these wealthier players say, you know what, it's just not worth it. But we'll see what ends up happening. That's one that I think is going to get hammered out, and it's going to end up working out, but there's going to be some serious mud being... And by the way, the owners keep talking about how much money they're going to be losing per every game, yet they refuse to open the books and actually show people whether or not that's the case. So this is going to be a very telling back and forth between these guys. But the one thing we do know is that if baseball does indeed return, then it looks like Fenway Park is going to be open for business. Well, at least to have the players there and have the games held, but no fans, according to Marty Walsh. He said that as long as the players and teams and the support staff and all the people associated are safe and feel comfortable, he has no problem with it. But he said there would indeed be no fans throughout the summer. And right after that happened, it's no coincidence that the Five ended up canceling the show over at Fenway Park.
We're going to miss the Five. Oh, and by the way, I can't wait to see what kind of security that the Red Sox have around the ballpark, because the second you tell people they can't do something like this, they're going to try and find a way to sneak in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, there's no way anyone's going to be able to get into that. There's no way.
We'll see. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. I'm just saying they're going to need extra security to keep people out.
Maybe Bird could get us in.
Oh, hey. There you go.
It would just be us being the only people in the stands for any kind of game.
That best seats be I've ever had at a game, I'm betting, if that happens.
Yeah, right. Well, I would think so. Although you'd probably be sitting right next to the players the way that it looks. They'll be sitting in the stands as well. By the way, not only was the Five canceled, but I guess finally Kenny Chesney canceled his two big things over at Gillette Stadium. What is the name of his tour? It's like the douchiest thing. Oh, it's the Chillaxification Tour.
Oh, Jesus, God.
Yes, it is. I'm looking at it right now.
No, yep. It's not.
Kenny Chesney announced that he's postponing his Chillaxification Tour.
That's something you would make
up. Is there
up
a sponsor attached to it, Rich? Come on.
Yes, Summer's Eve.
Oh, thank you. That sums it up. Chillaxification. If you ever wore, can you imagine buying a shirt for that?
Oh yeah, oh
like,
yeah.
Check me out. You know where I've been. Like you know where
Chillaxification tour. Yeah, that was. So I mean,
it should come with a punch in the nuts. It should actually come with a kick in the face.
Yep. So every hot woman in New England will be somewhere else other than Gillette Stadium for Country Fest, because that's where they all go during that weekend. So there you go. That has been canceled. No word yet on the whole Vince Neil Motley Crue extravaganza. That is at the end of summer. They are holding on to hope, aren't they? They are just hanging in there by a thread, trying to figure out whether they're going to be able to pull this thing off. There's been other shows that have not officially been canceled either. I know that some have.
They haven't officially canceled the Green Day show, which is supposed to be that same week, right?
Yeah.
They might be holding on for that August 25th to 30th, whatever, just for a last resort, because all of the other shows there have been canceled, right?
Well, not all of them.
Oh, no?
I don't think Lady Gaga's been canceled. I know that the Dead and Company's been canceled, and James Taylor's been canceled, because all of them are, probably right now in the demo for the COVID-19, unfortunately. but they've went ahead. They said, we're doing it. But you're right. I don't think Green Day has canceled. And I don't think Lady Gaga has canceled.
That was a September show, wasn't it?
I have news for you guys. Apparently Scott Stapp was going to perform at what is the place at TD Garden? What's the event hall at TD Garden?
It's called Big Night Live?
Yes, apparently Scott Stapp was coming to Big Night Live this summer. The Purpose for Pain tour has been canceled.
Damn it!
I know.
But I thought he was covered in Jesus' blood.
Apparently, he was coming in July, I was told. I don't know. They had to cancel it.
Damn. Well, that's the first they end up moving the Top Gun release, and then all of a sudden Scott Stapp cancels.
I know.
It's just ruined 2020 for me. So, yeah. So it looks like Marty Walsh said they're willing to, and he talked about the TD Garden as well. It's not just Fenway Park. So if for some reason the NBA decides to move from their whole method of wanting to do things in Vegas or in Disney World – He said it would be open for that as well. Also, the NHL, which the NHL, hey, give them credit. You got actual news that came this weekend about them making progress on a 24-team format. John, you know a little bit more about this, yeah. About how they're planning on scheduling all of that.
Here's the situation. You'd have the top six teams in each division, hence the 24 teams. The top two teams would play a best of three to determine the top seed. And then three would play six and four would play five in a best of three series to determine seeds three and four. And then you would go from there. I don't know what the semifinal and final rounds in the division would look like, whether or not they'd be best of five or best of seven, but at least that's how they would get started. And each division would be playing in a hub city. You know, Carolina was, you know, Raleigh was mentioned as one for one conference. I know Vancouver has made a bid for the Pacific Division. I don't know what the hub would be for the Bruins Division, but that's pretty much the way they're thinking about doing things.
What is their explanation for that? Why jack around? Just start the postseason with the standings as is.
Well, I think there are some teams that are close enough where they might have a complaint. I think this way, I remember reading about this a couple of weeks ago. This way, there's only one team that has a complaint that they got left out. And I think the Rangers finished one or two points out of sixth place or something like that. But other than that, there's a pretty fair line where you could say, okay, this team deserves to be in, this team doesn't deserve to be in.
What does that add?
With enough teams left, think about it. There were like, whatever, 10, 15 games left, and the gap was small enough so that teams in fifth or sixth place in these divisions would say, well, you know what, if you had played it out, we would have had a shot to make the playoffs.
So I'm sorry, John. This is a one round thing, to determine the seeding. It's just one 3-game round. Is that
it? Yes. What, three against six and four against five in each division in a best of three to determine who moves into the semifinals in each division.
Okay, so that adds an extra week then.
Yes.
All right, that's not too bad.
And don't forget, you're playing sometimes at least two games a day in these hub cities, and maybe longer. I would think it's not a bad idea, because if you're playing a couple of games a day, there'd be an afternoon game you can watch.
Now, is Boston going to be a hub city? Because they put their name in the hat, which, of course, everyone
wants
to
money. I still agree with Fred. There's no way in hell they can hold it here with things the way they are. I mean, the Bruins are going to be playing somewhere else.
Although, I mean, you wouldn't think that they would have it here.
No.
But, I mean, I know that Marty Walsh is open to it. Jeremy Jacobs obviously wants it.
Sure. It's more money, but no, you can't. You can't. It's money for the city. You know, you have five other teams staying in your city, taking up all these hotel rooms and paying
for it. If it's here or not. Like why would we? We can't go to the game.
No.
I don't really care where it is. Like, I don't see any advantage to it being here. And maybe getting the Bruins, like, out of town. You know how these guys talk. It's like, you know, there's going to be no home ice advantage as far as a crowd, mm-hmm. but sometimes getting them away where they can just be together and sure. have their family behind, and where they can concentrate just on hockey, could be a good thing. As I said, no home ice advantage, only a benefit.
I'm wondering how the sport translates without a crowd.
It's going to be awesomely weird. Well, dude, it's going to be so weird, but it's going to be fun to watch.
But the thing is, you know, I watched a little bit of the golf. It didn't matter, obviously. I watched some of the
Bundesliga.
whatever 400 at Darlington yesterday. It didn't matter, because the crowd never really factors into it because of the noise of the cars going around the track. Bundesliga, it was weird. It was really weird because, I don't know, more so than in a lot of other sports, the crowd matters in soccer because there isn't a lot of action going on. And to not have the crowd there, it was just really strange watching it.
All right. Well, when we get back, a player on the Patriots said, Tom Brady leaving the team is not that big of a deal. We will get to that right after this.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150
$5 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, Vince. We miss you this summer. Or are you just going to go to Florida where anything goes and set up a residency, which I see more than likely happening. 98.5 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, and in studio with us for the rest of the morning. What's up, Joe Murray, doing us a solid and coming on in this morning. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing?
Actual live sports this weekend, a plethora of live sports. You got to feel like you're back in business.
Yeah, I feel like we're seeing a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. There were three UFC events in 8 nights that were awesome. So if you had a chance to check those out Saturday night, they were outstanding. And then the golf, people were excited about it. But, you know, for the most part, even NASCAR for that matter. Yes, a lot of sports happening this weekend.
Hold on. Did you bet the underdog on every match?
So certain prelims, we do that. So if anybody watches the judges... Like, it's really hard to cap UFC because of these judges, especially in Florida this weekend. But Overeem was a dog, and it hit on the final match. And if you had a chance to see that fight, he was dead, and I don't know. He was literally knocked out in the first, 40 seconds of the match and somehow came back to win the fight. So, yeah, a really good just UFC cards. And, you know, I applaud the UFC for what they've done, and I heard you guys just talking about baseball. You know, I think what UFC has done is the blueprint. And, John, you mentioned that if someone does get sick, how do they handle it? UFC sent someone home, and the show went on.
It's different. And here's why it's different is that you've sent a fighter home. More than likely, it's just him and his corner guys that got sick. If you get sick on a baseball team, chance the team got sick are pretty high. Like, I mean, they're all pretty close together.
At least a few guys, if not 10 or 15.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's why it's tougher. But I mean, it is true. A lot of people looked at what the UFC did. And right now it's working, but it's easier to work that way. And by the way, one thing that we've learned, I think, or at least I've learned over the last couple of months, is that we don't need sports. Like, somebody answer the damn phone. What's going on there? Whose phone is that? I don't know what's going on. One thing, we don't need sports. We need good sports. Yesterday NASCAR was on, and I'm like, yeah, return to sports.
No.
Didn't watch a second of it. Who cares? It's NASCAR. And it's Bundesliga. It would have been interesting to watch. I watched for a second to find out how weird it was, and it was weird. I don't care about German soccer. I'm not going to watch that. It's all these different sports. Wow, we got to return to sports. That Rory McIlroy thing, I don't care.
If you don't have money on it, you're not going to watch it.
I want hockey back. And I don't really care. Like, I didn't need to watch the stupid horse tournament. Whoa, it's sports. No, it sucks. It's televised horse. It's not good. So this whole, like, we're dying for sports, I think this weekend at least proved to me that I don't need sports. I need good sports. I need sports. I need the NBA. And, you know, and you kind of got that fixed during the Michael Jordan documentary because, like, part of it, like, I forgot how a lot of those series went. And I found myself going, oh, I wonder what's going to happen here. And, like, cheering, oh, yes, all right, Utah. But, I mean, this is one of those things where people are overestimating that we'll watch anything that's on TV that's competitive. That's just not true. I just didn't care. That NASCAR thing, for a second I thought about watching it and then forgot. I went, nope. Don't care. I've hardly watched NASCAR over the past like 15 years. I'm not going to start watching it now. And I know for you, Joe, it's completely different because you had cash on probably all of it.
I mean, just the UFC. I agree with you. I barely watched the golf that happened yesterday. The NASCAR I didn't even flinch at. Yeah. But yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, we don't need sports, but are there events that you can get excited about? Again, I like the UFC. I think this is their time now to kind of show. We know that boxing's kind of lost its way here. Baseball's already become a boring sport. We're all anticipating football. We hope that basketball and hockey come back, and at least there's talks about it. But, you know, I think first and foremost this weekend, it was good to be for the UFC to be up front in all this. And I'm telling you, I know there are casual UFC fans, but these were good events. These were good matches, good fights, good storylines, and I was intrigued to have three fights in 8 nights. What, gambler or not, those were entertaining, and you could watch them on you didn't have to really one pay-per-view event. This is on national television. I thought they were very well done, and I love what Dana White's done. I really do.
Well, you know what's wild too, Joe, is that whereas the UFC has I don't want to say gotten lucky, but they have had apparently some amazing fights during this quarantine, which is, when you're the only game in town, that's great. On the other hand, and I know it's sports in quotes, but Joe, to a place close to your heart, apparently the WWE has sucked over the last couple of weeks.
Very bad.
So, and you want to think about, you've got
wait, just
a
stop
captive
there.
Audience.
Hold on, stop there. I want to investigate this a little bit. How bad was it, Joe? Because that was a down-in-the-dumps, kick-rocks type of answer.
All right, so here's the thing, right? These guys are young fighters. They got rid of – they just laid off 35 guys. They don't really have many experienced fighters – or wrestlers, excuse me. And, the fact that these guys go on the road – and I know I joke about dark matches, but they don't have the opportunity night in and night out to create storylines and work with certain wrestlers. So when it comes to actually seeing it on TV, they're still playing to a crowd when there is no crowd, And I feel like, the promos have been better, but overall, what we're actually watching on television is not good. It's just
it's
not.
It's the curse of the Bambino. It's Becky Lynch's baby.
Yeah, and that storyline happened this week, and I have my own. Oh, God. But overall,
hang on. Yeah. We only got this a couple seconds. What's your angle?
I'm upset with Seth Rollins. I think he's a selfish guy.
For getting her pregnant?
No. It's not about that. It's about him in general. This guy's done everything. He's answered the bell and everything to do in WWE, and I'm still not – the guy's not over. And all of a sudden, he's going to go on and do his thing, and she's going to go home and be a mom. I thought Ronda Rousey was doing that the last year. You know what I mean?
You're pissed he got her pregnant.
No, I'm pissed at the height of her career ever. This is now happening to her, and
so
she has to stop.
Ruined it for her.
I'd be like, yeah, yes, exactly.
She probably wants to have a baby.
Rich, tens of millions of fans out there that are just like him that believe the exact same thing.
I love that. Seth Rollins, you
wrestling
jerk for giving this woman
a
baby
awesome.
That she wanted. You guys are dicks.
Unbelievable.
All right. Well, All right. We no commercials, just Joe Marius headlines. And when we come back, we have a great memory to relive. And there's a specific reason I'm playing this one today, because it will lead into something we have to talk about next hour. So no commercials, just the headlines.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.